Eternity, Daily Bible Study, number 243. The speaker is John Edmiston. To subscribe, go online to www.aibi.ph/eternity. Today's topic is Living in Christ, number 4, Gifts from Above. And today's passage is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It was he who gave gifts to people. He appointed some to be apostles, others to be prophets, others to be evangelists, others to be pastors and teachers. He did this to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service, in order to build up the body of Christ. God's best gifts are people who help us to become like Jesus. This life is about becoming saved, then becoming holy, and then being made into the image of Jesus Christ. All our experiences are for our perfection in grace. Therefore, the greatest gift we can be given is someone who helps us to become the person that God has designed us to be. Thus, the primary function of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers is to assist us in our journey towards Jesus. Paul continues on in Ephesians 4, verses 13 to 15. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature people, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of the teaching of deceitful people, who lead others into error by the tricks they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Thus, our spiritual gifts do not determine our place in a spiritual hierarchy or organization. Rather, they determine how we can best help others become like Jesus. Those who claim ministry gifts should do so not to domineer others or to attain status, but rather they should speak the truth in love so that believers become saints. Spiritual gifts must be exercised with great respect for God's design and destiny for individual people. The teacher or prophet or pastor should minister in ways that help each person to be fully the person God has called them to be in Christ. Now, what Paul meant by these five roles in Ephesians 4:11 is not at all clear. Little is known about what is meant by the terms evangelist or pastor in the New Testament. Ephesians 4:11 is the only reference to the word pastor, and it is not explained or defined, just mentioned. And evangelist is only mentioned 3 times in the whole New Testament. Acts 21:8, this verse, Ephesians 4:11, and in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. An evangelist may just be a term for a catechist. By contrast, apostle is mentioned 80 times in the New Testament. Prophet is mentioned 157 times in the New Testament. And the role of teacher is mentioned 42 times in the New Testament. Thus, if the New Testament is any guide, the best defined and most mentioned and expected ministry roles are those of apostle, prophet, and teacher. These seem to move around a network of house churches in a given city, which in turn are led by a team of elders and deacons. In fact, there is almost no justification at all for the current practice of having a pastor as a church officer. There are clear New Testament criteria for elders and deacons as church officers, but none for whatever a pastor is. And outside this verse, pastors are never mentioned again, nor is there any sign of them being appointed to church leadership. Timothy, who is frequently called a pastor in sermons, is in fact only described in Scripture as an evangelist. Now, this raises the question, Do we need to return to the New Testament pattern, or is the current system just fine? I think we are doing both. I think we are moving towards the New Testament pattern without knowing it. Cell groups, home groups, and house churches are springing up everywhere and replicating the New Testament pattern of house churches. Itinerant ministries and the internet are networking people together. And major Christian leaders visit congregations and help them to be Christ-like. Leaders like Ed Silvoso are popularizing the concept of the church in the city and helping to organize city-wide meetings of Christian leaders. And there is also a slow recognition of the roles of the apostle and the prophet. We are getting there, and the pace we are going seems to be a good pace. It may be wise to move cautiously, because quite a few of those claiming to be apostles and prophets need a bit of further evaluation. We are also slowly but surely moving towards every member ministry, and Christian leaders are seeing their job as equipping the saints rather than doing everything for them. I think the trends are in the right direction. With loving debate and wise discernment, we may soon rearrange the old, less functional ministry patterns and reproduce some of the dynamism of the New Testament, with its networked, plural leadership of equipped saints who do the work of the ministry. Well then, what about the apostles and prophets? That is a tough question. I believe in spirit-led, apostolic and prophetic leadership, helping a network of churches to remain true to the gospel and extending the geographical boundaries of the kingdom. However, I have many reservations about some of those who loudly claim to be apostles and prophets. I think we need to accept the existence of these functions and then go and do our homework and come up with biblical criteria and ways of acting with discernment regarding apostles and prophets. I've done a bit of my own homework, and I can recommend the following web addresses for you so you can get a grip on understanding the roles of apostles and prophets as defined in the New Testament. For more on apostles, go to www.aibi.ph/aibi/apostle.htm. I'll give that to you again. www.aibi.ph/aibi/apostle.htm. For prophets, it's very similar URL. www.aibi.ph/aibi/prophecy.htm. I've also written an ebook called Beyond Denominations, the Network Church. It's free, and you can find that at www.aibi.ph/bd for Beyond Denominations. I'll give that to you again, www.aibi.ph/bd. Finally, let me repeat, the gifts are not about position in a hierarchy, but service to the saints. Ministry gifts are to help people grow up in all aspects into Christ, and apostles are set forth as the very last of all. You can check that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 9 to 13. Blessings, this is John Edmiston. See you tomorrow.